get the family back together in a way where he's as understanding as he can be at this crazy juncture of the city of Freeland. He's trying to support Jen while also trying to guide her. You know, he can't get her to not attack Odell, but at least check on mama first. You know what I'm saying? He's like, step at a time. Then with Anissa, he's like, you know what? I ain't trying to fight that much, but I'll be with you. He's standing there. Everybody's pumping their fist. He pumped his fist too. You know what I'm saying? Giving her the support that she needs. He's being a good father. And I love the fact that he's finding ways to still support his family without, you know, without breaking down, because Lynn has already broken down. You know what I'm saying? Lynn has already fell prey to actually the drugging that Odell and Eddie Munster did to him. I mean, did to her. You know what I'm saying? So he's there and he's doing the best he can to pick up these pieces and get everything going and keep everything, you know, afloat-ish, if you can, especially after coming back from crisis. Big shout out. Kelly said, no, this is what I, now this is what I want to know. Is the food in the Jefferson, Jefferson's $1,000 kitchen safe to even eat? Because she did turn it into a green light lab that has stashes all over the house. Yo, straight up, the Jefferson's got an ill, I mean, the Pearson's got an ill house, and don't nobody ever be in it. Like, they got a dope house, and don't nobody be in that joint. You know what I'm saying? Thank you. You know what I'm saying? The Jeffersons be in that joint. I mean, the Pearsons be in that joint, just chilling apparently, and nothing's going on wrong. You know what I'm saying? I guess we'll see what happens with the meth lab of a kitchen. You know what I'm saying? It, you know, we'll never know. We'll never know. It'll be great to see how this house fares, how it, you know, turns out after everything's done and finished and hopefully safe after the end of this season. But you never know. Big shout out to Nicholas Kelly. Said, like, say what if Jefferson or Jennifer wants to fix themselves a sandwich or eat some fruit? Like, open up the fridge and be like, what is this? It's a whole bunch of beakers and, like, you know, test tubes. Come on, man. Look, people got to do real things, man. People got to do real things out in these streets. With that said, I want to talk about the villains. We didn't see, you know what I'm saying? We ain't see your boy Tobias. We didn't see, we sort of saw Lady Eve. We saw Odell and Eddie Munster, though, which is something that I like. We saw a Odell and Eddie Munster situation that shows that they are not vibing right now. You know what I'm saying? They are not clicking with each other. The doctor that stayed, he's having problems because poop rolls downhill. So Odell crapped on her. She got to go crap on him. And then you got the guy that works for the ASA that's definitely like kind of like sort of he's sort of like, you know, feels for the good guys and he doesn't want to hurt the good guys at all. But he works for the ASA. It's good to see that he's still feels the way he does about the whole situation. You know what I'm saying? It, you know, to see how he comes through and helps them out and wants to be a part, well, not really a part, but more a part of the, as gentle as the ASA can be. He saw the neck thing on homie, so he tried to stop that. So we see little cracks and chinks in the armor of the ASA as in general, and this big kind of roundup, Exodus, savior, you know, kind of like, you know, maneuver that they pulled on the base is going to be probably the rallying cry for the ASA for the last couple of episodes, I assume. Because that was sort of a last ditch effort and don't seem like they got much left. Big shout out to Corey Toombs says, that's one of the good things Crisis did for the plot. Jefferson thought he lost his entire family, so he's reaching out now. Yep, it's good to see that he is out there getting involved, reaching out to the fam, making sure that he's a part of their lives to a certain degree, hopefully. Nicholas Kelly says full and 0.2 seconds to get more green light. Oh man. And help him escape the prison by making him a super meta. Oh man. Oh man. We're gonna see what happens with Tobias, but I can see that coming. Deliberator Dorsey says the biggest thing about the crossover is when Black Lightning and the other heroes save the universe and they visit multiple Earths, including the Doom Patrol members on Earth 21 outside their house dancing. Yeah, interesting. Very interesting. So with that said, man, I'm glad the show is back. The biggest thing, the music on this show is awesome. I'm glad that this show is as black as it is. The show is amazing. I am pleased that we have this show, and just the way it is and how good it is. Show is awesome, and I've enjoyed every bit of it. Even in times when I'm like, yo, Anissa, you tripping, or yo, Jeff, you tripping, or Lynn, you tripping, whoever tripping, I've still enjoyed it. You know, we got a lot to look forward to. It looks like the villains are kind of getting in place, and I think this last-ditch effort is going to push Odell to kind of work with Tobias a little bit, which could be interesting, to say the least. So, guys, holla at me. I'm going to holla at you down in them comments. I love this show. This is the only show on CW as far as DC that I follow. I do watch All American. I do watch Supernatural. But this is the only DC show that I watch. And I'm glad that it's still good in season 3. I have been enjoying this to the utmost. So before I get out of here, I'm going to give a big shout out to Geek Fine Art, who did the artist sponsored wall behind me. That is his art. Well, most of it is his art. You can check him out on Instagram at Geek Fine Art. Straight normal spelling. Ain't no S's for Z's or none. No craziness. Just Geek Fine Art on Instagram. Check him out. Also, to the chat, thank you for coming through. To Corey Toombs, to Nicholas Kelly, Deliberator Dorsey, Therese in the house. Man, we had a cast of characters up in this joint, and we had a lot of fun. Now, with that said, Therese said, we react together, we review together, Black Nerds for Life. That's right. Yo, man, I'm glad to have all y'all up in here. We have been chilling tonight and having a good time. Now, what do you think, you know, if we got a chance to see if some of y'all got a chance to see the preview for next week, where do you see us at the end of this season? Do you see the ASA gone? Do you see the Markovians in? What are you looking for, or what are you expecting to see this season as we come to a close? Because we got 3 episodes left, y'all. Big shout out to Corey Toom said, I'm glad it's back. Been waiting to hop back in the lives discussion with y'all. This show is too good. Yeah. For me, for the end of this season, I'm thinking that the ASA and the Markovians are both gone. And we see the rise again of Tobias and Lady Eve, maybe even a little bit of Lala. Because I think Odell's time is fast approaching. I think he's coming. I think his time is fast approaching. big shout out to Deliberator Dorsey. So the best thing about the crossover, Corey has an excellent point when he breaks down like the episode and stuff. That's cool. Also seeing Nicholas Kelly say, Odell better say his prayers, because we all know it's a matter of time when Jennifer gets her hands on him. Yeah, and I don't think Jefferson's going to stop her. I don't think Jefferson's going to stop her. I think it's going to be one of them joints he just let happen. Deliberator Dorsey says, ASA gone. Tobias and Jill Scott continue their dysfunction. Nicholas Kelly said, I'm glad that the show is back, but I'm seeing that ASA will be gone. We will have some of the factions of Markovia because we still haven't got to see Halo or find out what happened to Looker. Yeah, interesting. It's a good point. Yeah, it's a good point. So yeah, it's a good point. So with that said, guys, for me, from Nerd Soul Light, thank you for checking us out. Thank you for chilling. To everybody in the chat, Nicholas Keller said, since we are still pulling for from the outsiders, we'll see how that goes. We don't know. We know this man over here is loving the show. I'm loving the show. Man, I can't wait to get it started. To my right, the awesome, incredible producer. The Space Bridge is out right now. You need to check it out. Arcatron.
You need to get on the Space Bridge right now. Woo. You can find me at arckatron.com. And Space Bridge is actually going to be on my Bandcamp soon, at the end of the month, hopefully. But yeah, got tapes for sale and everything. Holla at me. But to my left now,
yeah,
I have Nerd Soul.
Yeah.
Question mark?
NERDSOUL. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Big shout out to Thought Crimes. Big shout out to Panda. Big shout out to Panda. For All Nerds, Black Tribbles, Blurtish, all y'all. We talking about
Bad Boys
for life.
Faux life.
All right. We just came out of the theater. Lemur Park. Cinemark.
Oh, that's where we at?
Oops. Yeah, I mean, it's basically the area. Crenshaw, Lemur Park, you know what I mean?
It is over there.
How you feeling?
I'm feeling good.
I feel good. I knew that one. I feel incredible.
Incredible? Okay.
Yo, this movie is flames. El Fuego, if you will.
Yes.
Now, before we get started, this is a full spoiler review. We are here to talk about the movie, to enjoy it with each other, because I'm not going to waste your time. Here's my score for this. I'm going early so we can get to talking.
You jump the score in early?
Jump into the score.
All right.
5 stars.
5 out of 5.
Man, this is an awesome way to end 3 movies. This is an awesome way.
Okay.
Awesome way. You can't beat this. The way, there is so many congratulations I got to go around the board, but I'll leave your score, sir.
I think Endgame could beat it, but no. But yes, Endgame has a good comeback.
That's kind of like a quadrilogy.
Bad Boy, this was a good ending, even for me, and y'all know how I apart on everything. You want me to get my score too? Or no?
What's your score?
Oh, man, that's kind of early for a score, man.
What's your score?
This is early, man. Let's talk about it.
All right, we'll talk about it.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm going to start off. Apologies to the directors, Adil, and I can't remember the other young gentleman's name. When they first, were announced.
Signed on, yeah.
When they first were announced, I was kind of worried because they were first-time directors, and they were like, oh, we're big fans of Will and Martin and blah, blah, blah. And I didn't want their fanness to overshadow their actual job as a director. But in watching this is like seeing someone who really loves the first 2 movies, but also knows what they're doing. Because you see how they throw in the bad boy kind of like Michael Bay parts from the first 2, but without seeming like they're using them as a crutch.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean, it's all about story. Like, A lot of times, what's the story?
True that.
And a lot of times, if the story doesn't hold weight, it's kind of like, what else do we got? And yeah. I feel the story on this one was good. There's some twists and stuff that I didn't even know. And no one knew because, like, it's not like this is the bad boy history, you know? So
yeah, and they kept it pretty close to the vest.
And that's when I actually watched when he was on Seth Meyers' show. He was like a little clip. And he was talking about, like, they kept some things like secret too, so there'll be some surprise when people go and watch it. Yeah, and yeah, there was some surprises, definitely some surprises.
First surprise that I saw was Reggie.
Yes,
I didn't know if we were ever going to talk about Reggie again.
That was the first surprise.
And we saw Reggie, and Reggie ties into one of the pluses that I'm gonna give for the story. They did a very good job of being like, life moves on. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Life moves on, and you ain't gonna be young forever. You know what I'm saying? You ain't gonna be able to run that fast forever. You ain't gonna be that cool forever. Ladies ain't gonna love you forever. It's like, life moves on. You go to a different stage in
your
life.
Ladies not gonna love you forever?
Nope, they're not gonna love you forever.
I think ladies love me forever. I mean, for now, I guess.
And you can't catch them all. You know what I'm saying?
It's not Pokemon? Pokemon?
Man, I was lucky enough to be raised around a lot of older men. You know, when I was hanging with my grandfather and stuff, men in their like 60s, 70s. Mm-hmm. And they would tell me when they were older, they would tell me like, you've been fishing before? I'd be like, yeah. He'd be like, you know, you can't catch them all. So don't waste your time out here trying to catch them all. You find yourself a good woman. Now, I was told that by an old school OG cat way when I was like 10, 11. Okay. He was like, look, don't, ain't no need wasting your, you can't get them all. It's impossible. So don't even try. And this kind of, it kind of gives you those life lessons for Martin and for Will, or excuse me, for Marcus and Mike.
Yes.
And some really kind of hard hitting, you got to deal with these things. And, you know, life ain't just going to be fun and racing cars no more. You know, there's consequences
but
to what we do.
It does seem like Mike's still going to be out there shooting people and gunning people down.
Man, look, till the wheels fall off.
With his new compadre. A.K.A., yeah, we'll
his
get to
son,
that later.
But we'll talk about that later.
We'll get to it later.
So what else stands out to you?
What stands out to me is that the bad guy looked like when he first came on the scene, I thought it was J. Cole. Like with his haircut. Like, oh, J. Cole cut his hair. Oh, he's in this movie. Cool. Little did I know.
Javier Cole.
Little did I know that factored into him being his son.
Yep.
At the end. I didn't even, you know, like no one saw that coming. But
Javier
I was like,
Cole.
That dude, like, he got some black up in him, I would say. Mm-hmm. Like, he ain't all fully Latino.
Yep. You know
see,
what I'm
saying? I felt it by saying J. Cole. See? Because
yep.
J. Cole.
You felt it. You was in your head. That's right.
The more you know.
The more you know. We're all up in there.
So, that's a twist. That's the one big twist, y'all.
Yeah, and
that's one of the biggest ones, I think. That's the biggest one, right?
Yeah, I probably say that's the biggest twist and one of the more powerful parts of this story. There's a villain that matters to the story and matters to the heroes and actually does real damage.
Yes, the villain actually was like Thanos. He actually did kill some people.
He
that
did some
very,
damage.
A very important to the story.
Yes.
Like R.I.P. Cap.
Yo, man. Cap. People that you thought were
not
always
Captain America,
needed.
Y'all. Not and Captain
Vargas.
Marvel.
Vargas is gone.
Who
you
Vargas?
Know, from Vargas and Reyes. You know what I'm saying? What? Vargas. Remember Vargas and Reyes? And the
oh,
that's
yeah,
Vargas.
Yeah. So, well, I don't remember what he even looked like.
Yeah, but he...
Everybody got different. Looked different
well,
now.
Well, he gone now.
Maybe I should look at that. That was Bad Boy 1 and 2.
They were in 1 and 2.
Oh, yeah, Vargas and Reyes. I don't remember the guy.
But I will say this, though.
Where Reyes at, though?
I don't know.
Wait, where is he retired? They mentioned his sister, but what happened to Gabby? She didn't show up?
She's on the other show, on the street show.
She
on
means,
streaming.
You mean that she couldn't even make a cameo?
Man, look, Gabrielle got
even
things
on the FaceTime.
She's busting criminals.
Even
in...
on the FaceTime. That show ain't even out no more. What are we talking about?
I thought it was still streaming.
That show dead.
Oh, that show dead?
Yeah, I think that show dead. Well, Jessica Alba?
Yeah.
That show dead, I think. They had like one season, like a half a season. I think so. I don't know.
You ain't got to do them like
that. Yeah, let us know.
Let us know if that show still exists. Because I can't get it because the usual means that I use to stream things ain't got it.
What's it on?
I'm just saying. I think it's on...
Is that CBS Access thing?
It's on one of those. It's like Fios or something that I can't get access to. But look, hey.
I probably got access to it.
All I'm saying is they did mention her, which is good. He was like, you know, like when I
in
broke
passing.
Up with your sister. But I mean, it's still, you know, that's not his life no more. That's 6 or 8 years ago. Bruh, it's not his life no more. You broke up with someone eight years ago? Do you expect me to talk
it's
about it now?
16 years ago, really. That was Bad Boy 2.
Oh, yeah. So, all right.
A long time ago.
So, do you expect someone to bring up or a girlfriend from 16 years
ago?
I'm
just saying, they can't even put her on a FaceTime?
No.
That's messed up, man.
She's old news.
No, I'm
not
just saying,
Gabrielle,
like, maybe she'd have called. I'm just saying she could have called, like, her brother. Like, hey, brother, what are you doing? Oh, I'm chasing down these bad guys with your ex-boyfriend. They can at least do that.
No. Leave her out the story. We got way more important things going on.
No, you had to put it. That's like a little Dash. A little Mrs. Dash.
speaking of a Dash, Marcus's wife's car.
Oh.
Whole Dash. Gone.
Yeah.
And them driving in that joint.
Nissan Quest.
Man, that Nissan Quest took a dip.
Yeah.
With the Cubano Maniac. You know, I'm just saying.
Is it Cubano? That's where they from?
Well, nah. That, in the second one, remember when she took a dip with the Cubano man?
Man, you going too much on the history of the Bad Boy.
Yo, man, I got Bad Boy.
Let's talk about this movie. I don't know about what happened before. Look, we're talking about Bad Boy for Life.
All right, Bad Boys for Life.
I'm talking about old stuff. I don't remember.
All right, driving was impeccable. I like the new kind of like ammo, like, hey, we're
doing
it.
The new team, the new team.
You know, we're doing things technical.
Yeah.
And I like the idea that we see, oh, it's not all technical. It's not all analog. If we do a good melding together, we can all work it out.
Past, because, and present, and future.
Yeah, because it's like you had them working on this joint for 6 months while Mike was in, you know, in the hospital. And then even after, they were still working on, y'all ain't getting the DJ Khaled yet.
Because they ain't getting dirty, man.
Look, man, look.
They ain't breaking the law.
When Mike got out there like
that. That's why they got shut down.
Yeah. See, hey, look, all I'm saying
messing
is
with them Bad Boys, you get shut down.
Look, all I'm saying is, look, whatever it takes, whatever it takes.
Yeah, whatever it takes, somebody be
whatever
dead
too.
Whatever it takes. R.I.P. Cap.
Look, Cap says whatever it takes, yeah, and I say whatever it takes.
Look what happened to him, whatever look, it takes.
All I'm saying is
what happened to his neck?
Look,
he gone.
Gone.
Sorry, man, Cap.
Kind of hurt me, man. For a second, I was wondering, I was like, are they going to kill him? Then I was like, nah, they're not going to kill him. Then I was like, oh, snap, they're going to kill him.
I didn't even think about it. I mean, when there's those, like, nice moments, you know, you also with the nice moments, it always comes with, like, somebody getting dead.
Yeah, man.
And he definitely got dead real
man,
quick.
He got dead bad.
Granddaughter. We don't know.
Granddaughter.
Yeah. Granddaughter. I don't know. Yeah. But, like, they didn't even give him a hospital moment where he died in a hospital. Though. They just died, kill him right
man,
on the field.
Look, you got to keep moving.
That's messed up, man.
And it's like a shark's fin, man.
Okay.
Got to keep moving.
It's deepest bluest?
Yes.
Okay.
Deepest bluest, man.
Okay.
Man. When it comes to a movie like this, I honestly don't have, especially after seeing 1 and 2 recently, I don't have no, like, I'm looking at this like, yo, this is like a perfect continuation of that story. Like, I'm not mad at that at all. We brought up some stuff we didn't know. We tied up some things that we, you know, knew before. We ended some storylines. We started something new with the son.
Yeah.
And we learned about, you know, like, a little bit about forgiveness. And, you know, a little bit about revenge. And a little bit about, you know, penetrating your soul with your heart.
Yeah, penetrate the soul.
Yo.
And a little bit about some witchcraft, too, stuff.
Yeah, you know,
they didn't even get too deep into how she was getting, you know, getting down.
Yo, I know one thing. She did, she was saying that little chant or whatever. And the officer, she started bleeding from her nose or something. And then she stabbed her, like, mad times.
Oh, yeah.
You're like, ka 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 ka. You got to keep the toes close, boy. You're gone.
Oh,
gone.
You gotta keep it under the pillow, like
under
Alfred.
The pillow. Like, ka-ka, straight there.
You sleep, you make sure you never sleep. Just one eye open. Always got that one eye open. I see you.
He's like, you don't never know where you're gonna be.
You
know, you go like this. Pillow. You go like this. And then sometimes you gotta go like this, but you still.
You still. Cause I had that burner in the pillow, like Pennyworth. You know what I'm saying?
Pop, pop. You know what I'm saying?
I forgot that burner on the pillow.
Yo, man. I think they ratcheted up the tension with not only people dying, but the way they die. It was a little more visceral in this movie than even in the second one. You know, when you had the Haitian dudes and it was dying on the road and stuff, and the Blondie Dread. Like, you know what I'm saying? You don't remember Blondie Dread?
Okay, I'm gonna tell you this right now. Let's not mention Bad Boys 2 at all. Because this, I don't like it. I like Bad Boys for Life and Bad Boys. That's all we're gonna talk about. The middle one don't exist.
Look, see what I'm working with. But at least I got he saw this and he likes it. All right.
You know if I like it. I ain't say that yet.
All right. What's your score?
I ain't saying the score.
We've been on this for 15 minutes now.
I ain't saying 14, the score 15 yet. Minutes. I ain't saying the score till we done.
Till we done?
Till it's done.
Till we done.
Till it's done.
Till it's done.
Yes.
All right. Cool. So the kids are there. We got a grandchild. That works. Teresa comes in perfectly. We get a great amount of family
Teresa
in this.
And Teresa, her real name is Teresa.
Oh, yeah, her name is Teresa. Teresa Randall. So we get a great amount of family in this. A great amount of Will and, like, Martin banter. We get to see them apart and how they balance each other and what it's like with it. You know, because Will is, like, man on fire without Martin to, like, reel him in.
So that's kind of the fire Will, and ice. Fire
yo,
and ice.
Yo, Will came up in that joint. He was like, where they at? He was like, man, I don't know nothing, man. All I do is make ribs. He like, look, man, I'm going to ask you one more time. I'm going to take this meat cleaver to your hand. And he bust him up pretty good.
Yeah, bust up DJ Khaled.
DJ Khaled.
DJ Khaled.
He ain't going to be mixing no more records.
We the best.
Well, I mean, I guess he could mix with his left, but his right is done. He's going to have to hit the fader with the elbow.
DJ Paul be mixing. He only got one arm.
Good point. Yeah.
Shout out to DJ Paul.
Shout out to DJ Paul.
Shout out to the whole 3-6 Mafia.
Yeah, which was on Hip Hop Evolution this season. They talked about Memphis and all that. But this movie is a joint that I'm excited about. I'm glad I got a chance to see it. I'm glad we finally got it. And all that talk about Will saying it had to be right. This is right.
I'm always, even though I'll be like, yo, I don't want no sequels, I'm always a fan of taking your time and getting it right before you put anything out.
Yep.
Before you put like yourself into it and dive into it, make sure it's right. So I guess on this one, we got to trust Will.
Yeah, got to trust Will. Because
I was like, Bad Boys for life.
See, what? I was on board the second they said it, but I know how you get.
I just don't like part twos and threes and fours. Right. Unless it's done right. All right. And I'm saying in the big scheme of things, how many sequels and trequels have been right, as well, I'll just say that.
It can be dodgy.
That's what I'm trying to say. It depends on the motivation. If the motivation is money, it's always trash. If the motivation is art and finishing a story, then it's always good.
And I think this one, like I said, is a perfect mix of the directors being really big fans of those first two movies, but not letting it.
We're still directors in the end.
Yeah, they were still directors.
They were fan
directors. Yeah, it wasn't a situation where you're such a fan that you forget to actually make a good movie.
You need an outside influence to come in and make your story actually make it and finish the story. Yeah. So I feel like when Michael Bay was doing the other ones.
Yeah.
That's why I like the second one. First one's good. First one's great. But now self-realization. Then you go extra with everything. You start, this is what the fans want. This is what the fans want, actually. They want someone to come in and take care of the product.
Yeah.
Take care of the art. And kind of like, all right, let's push it along. How would it logically go for a fan? How would we want things to go? That's what they thought about.
How would their lives end up if they kept, you know, if they kept pushing this in like sixth gear for years and years?
It's fan service, but from a fan's perspective.
Yeah, it's like fan service.
It's not fan service from a producer or director's perspective.
Yeah, it's definitely because they give us all of the moments that we need from like Bad Boys, but it's not. It just doesn't come off cheesy, and I'm so happy.
It's story. It also there's
that
a story.
Too. Yeah, that story.
Like you can't have no whack story.
You know, you have both of these men coming into the age where it's like, dude, you've been on the force 25 years. This is about time to hang it up or get a desk job.
And also stakes were high.
Yeah, stakes were high.
Because
see, I was starting to worry. I was like, are they going to go after Marcus's wife? I was like, wondering.
That would add a wrinkle that, like, nah, I don't think.
But I mean, when Cap took it, I was like, they definitely had anyone's fair game in this joint.
I don't think so. I think someone on the Cap wife level.
Yeah.
Like, not, you know, it wasn't going to be Will, or you know, it wasn't going to be Marcus and Mike.
Well,
you know,
there was a couple times because, like, Mike, I was like,
you know, A1 going. I saw previews of the end of the movie, pieces of the end of the movie.
Yeah,
he wasn't going to die.
Yeah, well, see, we didn't know if he was going to die at the end.
It's not like what I'm saying. It's not like it's Infinity War and there's an end game coming after. We knew that both were going to survive at the end.
I didn't know. I'm gonna be honest. I didn't know
both was going to survive in
because this movie also has a theme of playing and teetering on, you know, the edge with death. And keep on playing and pressing your luck. And I was like, Mike.
The only one who
could have
went would have been Mike. That would have been made more sense if he.
Yeah, I was like, Mike might not come back from this trip to Mexico City.
Or unless he came back like really bloodied and beat up to a point where like he lost a leg or arm or something like that.
Yeah.
Where you're like, he can't be running around no more because you can't run around no more because you ain't no leg.
Ain't gonna be no running.
Unless like it's the future, and you
running,
got like a
running,
new
running.
Got a new leg or something, like, you know, a bionic leg or something like that.
True.
Become like RoboCop. Yo, we could just spin it off the RoboCop, man.
Nah.
With Will Smith.
Yo.
This whoa, 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 whoa. No. Robo. Wait. Mm-hmm. Hold on.
Nope.
iRobocop. There it is. Mixing his movie iRobot and RoboCop with Bad Boys. The Bad Boys of iRobocop. RoboCop Bad Boys. There it is. There it is. Just made up the movie, y'all. Let's do it.
Oh, he made it up all right.
Let's just do it.
No, let's just not do it.
I'm in the front row for that movie. Front row. Looking like this.
We're going to bring Shia LaBeouf back. Looking like this. Bring Shia LaBeouf.
Yeah.
We're
bring... Oh, boy. There it is. That's it. Oh, iRobot the Bad Boys.
Yo, man.
Bad Boys, iRobot. There it is.
All right, well, look.
iRobocop. Hey.
We've covered this. We've said enough for y'all to discuss. Hit us up in the comments. We done.
I'm giving this 4.75 stars.
That's right. For life,
and y'all know how I score.
We ride together. We watch movies together. Bad Boys for life.
Down, down. Down, 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 down.
We ain't going nowhere. Cause we're bad boys for life.
They didn't play that. It's called Bad Boys for Life, the song.
Yeah, it is true.
They should have played that song.
That should have been the song for the credits.
DJ Khaled was a charger. He was like, make sure that Rick Ross has a song.
Yeah, because Rick had a song.
Make sure all some of my artists have a song. He know what he was doing.
Because I'm the definition of half man, half drug. Man, come on, man.
We know lyrics and stuff in that song.
Yeah,
you know there was a dude called Mark Curry in Bad Boy?
Yes, I know.
And not the Mark Curry that you're thinking of?
I know.
I'm not hanging with Mr. Cooper?
I know.
I mean, wait, there's another guy named Mark Curry?
I'm the definition
of... That's your rap name is Mark
half
Curry?
Half man, half drugs, ask the clubs, bad boy, that's what's up.
Do you know that there's another Mark Curry?
No,
I'm saying, like, why would he name himself Mark Curry?
Because the name already has a little bit of weight in the industry game.
Not in the rap game.
I don't know.
Cooper.
You know what I'm saying? All right, look.
Look at it, did the wheel, man.
Nobody not give me no break. Police not give me no break. I not soldier man to give me no break. Not even the Idrin man give me no break. Hey. Bad boys, bad boys. What you gonna do? Only reason I know those lyrics is because one day I actually put the captions on. And I was like, what is he saying?
Oh, yeah, I know what he's saying.
I mean, of course you know what he's saying. You will never be giving me the download of the information.
Never asked.
What is he saying, sir?
You just said it.
Oh, well, I mean, what is the Idrin man?
I don't know what that means.
I know.
Idrin man, I guess. Waterman? Waterman don't get no break?
The captions say I-D-R-E-N. Not even the Idrin man give me no break.
Wait, I-D?
I-D-R-E-N. Idrin man. I don't know. It was in the captions.
That might be some slang. I ain't up on.
Eh.
My dad probably know what he meant.
Bad boys.
I asked my dad about that.
See? Hey, look. Put on your captions. It'll help you out with all your songs.
Maybe they spelled it wrong.
They might have spelled it wrong. True that. True that. But the policeman, give me no break. Soldier man, give me no break. Man, look. You don't get no love. Ain't no love in the heart of the city, boy. But yes, guys, before we get out of here, thank you for hanging with us. Thank you. Hopefully, if you saw Bad Boys, hopefully you didn't not watch the movie and then watch this.
Spoilers.
We did a bad job.
We already told you spoilers.
Yeah, we already told you, but we did a bad job. It's not. This wasn't linear. Like, we just jumped around the story. But, guys, thanks for coming through. Holler at us. We're going to holler at you down in the comments. We're going to chill with y'all, talk about the movie together, because this movie is blazing. And I'm so glad it's good, because I know there was a lot of haters. There was a lot of haters that I was trying to tell, yo, it's going to be good. It's Martin and Will. They're coming back. They was like, nah, bro, I ain't trying to see that. In your face.
This movie is El Fuego. That sounds like me, though.
Oh, well, yeah, you were one of them. But see, even you changed your tune. So, see, now
I was like, I'll wait to see what it looked like.
All right.
That's it. I'm more of a wait to see.
All right, cool.
But it's my initial thoughts. Like, my initial knee jerk. Like, I don't know about that.
And now you cool.
Yeah. But that's what else is. Once you see it, it's different. It's totally different.
All right, it worked. So, to my right, B producer extraordinaire. What? Any tour dates coming?
Tour dates? I ain't got nothing.
Look,
I got no show. So y'all holler at me if you need me to do some show for you. But I'm gonna need that cheddar cheese.
Cheddar cheese. Space Bridge. The Space Bridge is out right now. I'm on it. Haas is on it.
I'm on it.
Conspiracy P is on it. Well, it's his whole thing. Of course he's on it.
I'm on it.
He is it. His name is Arkatron.
Yes, y'all. Y'all can find me at arckatron.com. You can find all my... Oh, I got threads here, actually.
Oh,
I forgot.
Oh, you got your...
I got a little merchandise here.
You got your hoodie.
Yeah, it's all wrinkled and stuff.
You can iron yours when you get it.
Well, it's been sitting in my car for a minute, though. But Arkatron hoodies and everything
you can find. Use Downey with yours.
Spreadshirt. Actually, just go to arkatron.com, and at the top tab, you can see all the, like, you know, Facebook links and my apparel links and any kind of link you need.
Get yourself a shirt.
Yeah, get a shirt or a hat too.
Something like that.
A snapback. Holla at me.
Yeah.
And to my left, I have the interview extraordinaire, movie connoisseur. I've seen all the movies in the whole entire world, every single history, every single language, everything. I'm Nerd Soul, y'all.
NERD SOUL. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Holla at your boy, cause I'll be there. We can talk movies, talk hip hop. All that jazz. We got a show coming up this Wednesday about the history of the dopeness of the roster of Loud Records.
Yep.
Because Loud was on point. Loud has some dope people. So, guys, of course, before we bounce, thank you for chilling with us. And from us to you, we're just saying peace.
And woo for you.
Woo for you. Woo. Woo for you. And, of course, Bad Boys. It's Bad Boys, man. Can you believe it? It's good.